Hello, my name is Marie, and this is a podcast created for my technology and education class. Without further ado, let's jump into the questions. The first question is, how does the use of audio impact student learning? We know that any new technology has a heavy impact on education, and audio, especially in the form of podcasting, is no different. I think that hearing really is the primary channel for learning, and so it makes sense to incorporate podcasts into the curriculum. No matter what our students are doing at a given moment, they are listening or hearing something. So why not use that moment for teaching? There's such a stigma of audio being merely a form of entertainment. But it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, at one point in time, I imagine that even the use of PowerPoint or keynote presentation must have seemed foreign, not only to the teachers, but the students alike. But just like those PowerPoints or even videos, podcasts can be used to support both the teaching and the learning. Question number two is, what are the pros and cons of using audio as compared to a written journal? I think podcasting offers the opportunity for teachers to easily share the audio content. Podcasts can be downloaded to most devices, allowing the students to access the learning resources anytime and anywhere with very little effort. And I think the greatest advantage of using a podcast is the fact that the students might find it easier to pay attention to. It's always tricky to encourage students to spend even half an hour on reading an article. Podcasting, on the other hand, can be done when cleaning, at the gym, in the car, and so on. At Crown, some of my teachers use podcasts as a review for our midterms and finals. Instead of reading through all the notes I had taken throughout that semester, I was able to spend 30 to 50 minutes listening to that teacher's summary. And I do have to say that, to my surprise, I did very well on those tests themselves. There are, however, some disadvantages as well. Podcasting might not be the best choice for more complex subjects like math, for example. Because subjects like that need visual support, using a podcast probably wouldn't be very effective. Also, podcasting is a very passive activity. What an oxymoron. But what I'm trying to say is that a podcast, especially if not done properly, might not be engaging enough. Teachers must make sure that their students are kept involved, maybe by asking questions or something like that. Podcast also won't be the best teaching method for visual and kinesthetic learners. Question number three is, as a Christian educator, what are some implications and concerns of using podcasts in the classroom? Of course, the biggest concern that comes up when deciding whether or not to use podcasts in a Christian setting is, how do we help guard the hearts of our students? When using any kind of technology, there's always the chance of children having the access to inappropriate content, and that is something, especially as Christians, we should be very concerned with. While I think podcasts can be very helpful, especially when you're trying to get different views on a subject, whether it's factual or a debated, controversial topic, if a teacher is going to use a podcast made by someone else, they absolutely have to listen to the entire thing to make sure it is appropriate for the classroom and suitable for their age. Also, one thing I always worry about when using any external curriculum in any setting is how the student perceives it and how they translate that to others, meaning if we listen to someone who is on the opposite side of the argument, or someone who may have a different view than us, kids many times take that as condoning of that idea or viewpoint, when in reality the teacher is just trying to broaden their horizon and their own views. And the last question is, what are your final thoughts of using podcasts in the classroom? Is this a tool that you would use? Why or why not? I think especially for educators, it's easy to get caught up in the cult of the new. Education technology companies make sure that there's always some shiny new tool available that promotes a more effective classroom space. I agree, sometimes these tools can be pretty useful, but sometimes they bring more risks than the actual benefits. I do think when done right, podcasting can be a great tool in any classroom. As I mentioned, I loved the podcast made by my teachers before exams, and it was very helpful when trying to study for those exams. Would it have worked for all my classes? Probably not. So, to answer the question, is podcasting a tool I would use in my classroom? Yes. If the subject or topic taught does not require students to receive a visual input as well. I would, however, be very careful with using other people's podcasts. And I think as Christian educators, we must all remember that we carry such a great responsibility for those children, and we must at all costs stay above reproach.